Namaste, welcome to our yoga class. Just either sit or lie down or whatever you want to do and just be comfy. Just be comfy for a moment. And I'd like you to imagine that we're sitting down together with a nice cup of tea. And we're together, and so I can look in your eyes and ask you, how are you really doing? How are you really doing? Are you taking care of yourself during these times? Just take this moment to ask yourself, how are you really doing? And wait for the answer. Maybe it won't come just now because we're full of distractions. We perhaps don't even want to know. But think about those words, how are you really doing? And maybe ask yourself as you're going to sleep or when you wake up in the morning, but wait for the answer. Don't just rush on. How are you really doing? How are you really feeling? We are actually a heap of food and a heap of other people's impressions. So let's find out who we really are under all that. So we're saying that it's a detox, but it is a detox. It's taking care of the digestive system as always, because it's good for us. But it's also detoxing all that junk that we collect, all the information, all other people's impressions, ideas, and shoulds. So if you're not already there, we are going to start with the lie down. So lie down. Just lie down on your mat. Knees bent. Feel and keep asking yourself, how am I really doing? Not in success rate. What's going on? And just start with our arch and our curl. Just arching your low back. Pushing your low back into the floor, bringing your pubic bone towards you. Notice whether you do it quickly or slowly. It doesn't matter at all. Just notice what you're doing. Arch and curl and arch and curl. Taking care of our lovely bodies. This is our back. Our back. The lower back takes such a strain. And we're just opening it up. Opening it up, open it up, arch and curl, and arch and curl. And then let it flow and just take your knees from side to side and just notice how things are just at the moment. Sometimes we're just counting, or sometimes we're not noticing, or sometimes we're making lists, but notice. Just one set of knees go easier to the floor or towards the floor. Just notice how it is. Knees side to side. All these things are basic things that we do all the time. But do we take notice? Sometimes. And then cycle. Just cycle. and see how that feels. We're just letting the energy flow, the vital energy, the prana, all the juices inside us, just cycle. And then put your legs in the air and point and stretch your ankles and twist. See how they feel. Legs in the air, how does it feel? Is it easy? Do you want to put your hands under you, small of your back to help your legs in the air? And then go back to cycling, and how does your cycling feel now? And knees side to side. How does that feel now? Is it different? Is it the same? Is it slower? Is it faster? Is it easier? And then just pull your knees in, and this is always lovely. It's underrated, underestimated. Just pull your knees in. Don't be aggressive, just have your knees in. And feel your back on the floor, pulling your knees in. And then hold on to one knee, and the other leg is going to go up in the air and down to the floor. Up in the air and down to the floor. And then you can change whenever you're ready to. Hold the other knee in, and the other leg will be stretched out and going up and down. And go back to cycling. How's your cycling now? Are you feeling that you want to go faster? Or are you feeling that you want to slow down? If you want to, you can interlace your fingers behind your head and lift your head and shoulders up. Not entirely necessary, but if you want to, it makes a difference. We are working, of course, on our core strength as well as keeping the energy moving around us. And then let one leg go down to the floor, the other leg in the air, and circle it. Circle it, nice big circles. And how does this feel? You can keep going all one way if you want, or you can turn. You can change the dimension of your circle. Seeing how you feel. Circling legs. It's a nice freeing movement, I find. And then change and circle the other leg. And then just draw your knees in momentarily and lift your legs into the air again. So your legs are in the air. And then lift your arms in the air. And then lift your arms from the shoulders, one at a time. One arm goes up, and then you change, and that arm comes down, and the other arm goes up. So you're reaching up, as though you're pulling a rope with your shoulders. Your legs are in the air. If you find that uncomfortable, just put your feet flat to the floor. And lift your arms from the shoulders. You're coming out of the shoulder girdle. Lifting and lifting. How does it feel? How does it feel? We're working on these rotator cuffs again, as we did last time. Now, if your legs have gone on the floor, can you bring them back up into the air? And we're going to cross crawl. So your right hand is going to touch your left leg, and your right leg will go down to the floor and your left arm will go back. So we're just cross crawling. Opposites, opposites. So the opposite hand is touching the opposite leg, and the other arm and leg is going down to the floor and arm backwards. Cross crawling legs and arms. And again, for your rotator cuff, it's important that we keep it moving and keep taking the arm back. You can do it from standing or sitting, but it's a good exercise to do. And then cycle again. With your head up or down, whichever suits you, just cycle. You can slow it down, you don't have to go anywhere. See how it is. You can join your feet together and double cycle if you wish. And then let your head go down, let your feet go down, knees side to side. How does it feel now? Slow it down. Let your breath join in. Feel your breath join in. Slow it down. Bring it to a pause in the centre. Hold your right knee in. Breathe out, and as you breathe in, stretch your left arm back and your left leg down along the mat. And come back and stretch out again. And feel your breath. And can you remember how we felt the suspension of the breath? Feel the suspension of your breath after the in-breath, after the out-breath. And then do the other side. And then both knees in, breathe out. And as you breathe in, stretch both arms back, both legs away. And slow things down. Notice your breath, notice the suspension. No rush, no rush. Let your feet go down and now do nothing. Nothing. Put your hands on your shoulders, right hand on right shoulder, left hand on left shoulder. Draw your elbows in and make circles. Make circles. So again, we're into our shoulders and it helps relieve everything. All around the shoulder area and the heart area. make circles, take them out wide and bring them back in. Just make circles and feel your shoulders on the floor. And then just pause. How am I really feeling underneath? Underneath. And then can you sit up, please? In your own time, no worries. No worries, no worries. Sitting up, feeling your sitting bones. Can you stretch your legs out and take them apart? Wide apart. Wide apart. Put your hands in front of you, between your legs, and just drop forward into a folding forward bend that suits you. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to be anything. Just folding forward bend. And then bring yourself back up. Feel there's a different orientation. Sit as tall as you can. Take your right hand, elbow, arm to the floor and lift your left arm up and over, opening the left side. And breathe and soften your face. It's stuff to do. Lots of stuff to do rather than making lists and thinking of all the stuff that you've got to do. You've got stuff to do here. Feel, 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 feel. And as you bring yourself back, just feel that everything comes back. It's different. And then go to the other side. How does this side feel? Is it stiffer? Is it no different? Go to the other side. So we're working on the internal organs, the liver particularly here. And coming back up, pause in the middle, drop your shoulders, all the stuff that we do, notice, and then go into a folding forward bend again. And then sitting up, we're going to do the side bend again, so it doesn't matter which side you go to. Just lean over, but this time rotate your arm so that you're making a halo above your head. Rotate your arm, it can go both ways or either way. Just rotate your arm, notice where your head is. So we're leaning over, we're rotating the arm. Ooh, get it into the shoulder and then just do your side bend again and see how it feels. Have you stopped breathing? Because sometimes we do. We just hold it. Bring yourself up. Drop your shoulders. Be in the middle. Be in the middle. Go to the other side, but rotate your arm, rotate it into your shoulder so you feel your shoulder. And if you feel that you stop breathing, blow out. Blow out, it always makes it all come back together again. And then lean over, and how does this side feel now? And coming back up to the centre and feel everything just slot back into a place. Feel if you've made any space. Feel if you can feel the space. Drop into a folding forward bend. See how it is now. Bring yourself up and go into a sitting position that's comfortable for you. You can be legs out in front, cross-legged, whatever you want, but just sit. Feel the different orientation. Feel everything changing. And then can we do some neck rolls? Ooh, the neck does get some jip. We hold tight. It's like in the startle effect. Chin down, chin up, stretch back, side to side. Your neck rolls. Just really, really feel it. And then coming back and making yourself comfortable. And we're just going to sit for a couple of minutes doing what's known as prana mudra. Prana, it's like prana, prana mudra. And prana or prana means energy or life. And this beautiful gesture, which is your thumb and your ring finger joining together, the index and middle fingers are extended, and this beautiful gesture, it brings vitality and energy into your body, and it helps to reduce tiredness, and it helps to reduce nervousness. It's also said to help to improve vision. Any eye problems or diseases. And it provides mental clarity. So it's your little finger, your ring finger, joining together with your thumb. Mudras do work, but you have to believe in what you're doing. And you have to do them. Just 2 minutes here in a class, isn't going to give you all those benefits. It's just not. It's just the idea. And if the idea suits you and you want to go along with it, just do it various times during the day. You can do it when you're meditating. It can be practiced for 5 or 30 minutes even. But several times a day, if that's what resonates with you. So prana mudra is for detoxification. Can we come to standing, please? Feel how you feel. And can you come up and down on your toes? One heel coming up, the heel goes down, the other heel comes up and down. Up and down on your toes. Ever so good for your circulation. Really, really good for your circulation. Just practice. See how high you come, how low you go. Feel the balance. Up and down, up and down. And if you come up on your toes high and just walk around your room or your mat, this is ever so good if you are clogged up, if you have constipation. Keep your focus on what you're doing. Don't go looking out of the window, making lists. Feel your feet, feel you walking about. You're right up on your toes, right up on your toes. And again, this is something that you can do. Should you feel clogged up, you can do it as you're walking around the kitchen. Keep your focus on what you're doing. And come back to your mat, or you don't have to if you don't want to, and cross crawl. And come back to your mat and go up and down on your toes again. And with your arms, cross crawl. So the opposite arm to the knee that's coming up. So we're up and down on the toes, cross crawling with the arms. And if you want to, you can cross crawl with, instead of just touching the sides low down, You can cross crawl with your arm going right up and back. But if that's not for you, just cross crawl and up and down on your toes. And then just come to a balance on your toes. So you're still on your toes. You might want to just put them down to the floor for a minute and then come up in a balance. How are you feeling? Drop your shoulders, relax your face. Can you lift your arms up, clasp your hands and really stretch up and you're on your toes and then sink down. Take your feet wider apart. Clasp your hands in front of you. We're going to do the wood chopper. So we lift our clasped hands up behind the head. The knees are bent as we whoosh the breath out. And then up again and whoosh the breath out. Whoosh it out, whoosh it out, whoosh it out. Oh, really getting rid of stuff. Whoosh it out. If it makes you feel dizzy, just stop. If you want to keep going, keep chopping the wood, keep chopping the wood. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then come back into Tadasana. If you can, stand in Tadasana, roll yourself into the floor. Be in the best Tadasana that you've ever been in. Feel your feet, feel the energy going around you, feel your breath going around you. And now we're going to do the detox series that we've done many times. It comes with a detox class. So we're detoxing inside the inner organs, but we're also, when we get rid of stuff, we get rid of stuff everywhere. So we're in Tadasana. And we lift our arms up to the sky and we come up and down on the toes. 8 times. So we breathe in and we come up and stretch. We breathe out and come down. And again. And again. Four. Lift. Everyone's different. And again, lift, stretch. Six. Breath. Soft face. Really stretching the inner organs. When you've done the 8, which I think we have, just settle down into Tadasana. Now we're going to do the swaying palm tree. Again, we're moving all the or the colon, really. So, again, it's eight times. Feet are flat. Lift your hands, clasp your hands. Lean over to one side. Lean over to the other side. That's one. So, again, it's eight. Come down into Tadasana when you've finished. Enjoy your Tadasana, it's great. And now we're going to twist eight times. So your feet need to be a little bit wider apart. Your arms are outstretched. Again, it's eight times. So your right arm comes to your left shoulder. You look over your left shoulder. Take your arms wide again and go to the other side. And that's one round. And again, you want eight. And as you finish, just come down to lying on your front, please. Make sure you have anything underneath you. If you want to, if you're a bit, if it's hard on the floor, it depends what sort of a floor you're on. We're doing the twisting cobra. So we're going to take the arms wider than perhaps a normal cobra. The legs go wide, the toes are turned under. And then as you breathe in, you twist and you look over one shoulder at the opposite ankle. And you breathe out and you come to the middle. And you breathe in and twist to the other side. You breathe out into the middle and pause, just stop. You can let yourself go to the floor. Again, it's eight times. And just stay lying on the floor for a moment. And then can we go on the back, please? And breathe in, take your arms back, and as you breathe out, draw your right knee into you. And breathe in, let your leg go, take your arms back, and breathe out again, right leg comes in again. 8 times on each side. And then just relax. And how are you really feeling? How are you really feeling right now? Relax your face. Are you taking care of yourself during these times? Do we realize what junk that we just allow to come into us? Information that somebody says this and somebody says that. It's not always relevant. And then if you wish to, either put your legs in the air or go into a shoulder stand, whichever suits you. Your legs can go in the air, just simply go in the air. This is really restorative. Legs in the air is good. Or you can just do a bridge. Just legs in the air or a shoulder stand. Arms are on the floor and you lift, bend your knees in and you lift yourself up. See how it feels there. And coming down, feel the floor and the ground. And we're going to just finish with some bridge breathing. So your feet are flat. Feel where you want your feet. they're close to your buttocks. It's different for everybody. And then breathe in, take your arms back and peel your back from the floor. And breathe out, bring your arms back down and your back down to the floor. Now this is your bridge breathing. We're going to do it for a minute or so. And if you want to, when you come back to the floor, you can do an arch and a curl. And if you'd like to, when you're in a bridge, you can hold the bridge, suspend the breath, and then come down. Take this quiet minute to really enjoy your bridge, which opens your heart, and to really enjoy your breath. To go beyond enjoyment, it's really get in there with it. And then settle yourself into your relaxation posture, where we absorb everything. This is the best bit. Absorb it all. Absorb all the thoughts that have been coming in. Disregard the ones, throw them out, the ones that you don't like. Just see them, go away. Throw them out. And when you're settled and comfortable, just feel your breath coming in through your nose. And as it goes out, feel as though or imagine that it goes out through the soles of your feet, letting all things that you don't need just wash away down there. Just breathe in. And let it wash away. Feel it. And then just settle down, feeling clean and clear and wide open for anything. You don't have to have everything. You can select. And as you rest here, you'll feel that this holds you space to spin your web of dreams. This is the source of all inspiration. So just be here, let it happen, don't do anything. When your lists and your to-do lists and your stuff comes in, as it does, just see it float away. Ah, there it goes. Ooh, that's nice. Don't let it take over. How are you really feeling? Ask yourself this time and time again. Because what we do is we make distractions so we won't have to see. And we won't have to do anything about it. When you're ready to, just round yourself up, bring yourself to sitting. Just when you're ready. No hurry. Come into sitting up, and when there are troubles inside us, which we won't know till we really have a look, but it's much better to address them head on and not looking for distractions. Distractions are not the solution. We must look and do something, because otherwise they just build up and build up. And then they're not the real you. They're not the real you. When we can meet them head on, when we can get rid of the junk, the real you shines. Kabir says, if you look in the mirror and you're not happy with what it's showing you, the mirror needs cleaning. So we're to clean the mirror and the real you will shine out. The real, real you. Oh, thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming. Have a great day. Namaste.